Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to fall asleep to and relax and enjoy our favorite television show. Tonight we are on Season 3, Episode 6. This is the Diwali episode. I would definitely put this in the pantheon of iconic episodes in The Office franchise. One of the few that they're out of the office for a good amount of it, and some very memorable scenes. It was directed by Miguel Arteta, and written by Mindy Kaling, of course, and aired November 2nd, 2006. I want to make sure everybody has their sleep timers set. And just like last week, we'll get right into this one. I also did want to apologize. A few weeks ago, I put up an episode where the fan in my room turned on, and I said an expletive while I went to turn it off, and I know it freaked out at least one person. I immediately pulled the episode down, took that out, and put it back up. So thank you for catching that, and I will make sure to be more careful going forward. And I don't want to scare anybody. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to help you fall asleep, relax, and enjoy the show. So we start off here with our cold open of Ryan getting, is it called a sari? I think it's called a sari. Kelly is putting one on, and Michael is making fun of him, while Kelly says, you know, he looks very handsome. Michael, never exactly the most racially sensitive person, and we saw that back in Diversity Day. And but by the end of this, we will see Michael in a sari. And he's explaining why he is so sensitive. But, you know, Pam is saying, oh, look, you also look very handsome. And we're right into the theme song here. Now, I think I've talked about this before, but the idea that Steve Carell has said the show could not exist today with the way the culture is, and I think this episode is, I want to say there's a unproven theory, is that this was the first major television show to feature Diwali as a holiday. I think that was pretty big. So now we have what looks like the party planning committee in the conference room. We have Pam, Meredith, Ryan, Phyllis, and they're organizing carpools. And we have Kelly and Pam. I think she's trying to set them up with a nice Indian guy. And Dwight is saying, oh, like, I think you could take Pam. Or, and then you see Angela pop up from behind the desk, and it's like, whoa. And now we're back in the break room. We got Roy, Angela, Kevin, Michael. And Michael's getting something. Roy is very interested in the Diwali celebration. Who is going? And who is going with whom? Oh, we actually have Stanley there, too. Michael trying to bring everybody together and lift the spirits. And you can see in Michael's body language, he knows that he is not succeeding in doing that. But now he is completely pivoted into wanting to participate in this great celebration of Diwali. And now we're all in the conference room. Conference room layout changes quite a bit over the years. But we have photos of Hindu gods up on the wall. And we ask Kelly to say, what is Diwali? She basically says it's a super awesome event with dress and everybody Everybody has food and everybody dresses well. She doesn't really explain the history when Michael asks for it. Angela's very annoyed that that she doesn't understand the historical context. Kevin makes a lewd joke about the sexuality of the gods, and now we're trying to get some of the Kama Sutra explained. We jump over to Stanford here, and we have Jim rolling in on a bicycle with a little carriage, super sweaty and gross, and which shows that, you know, Josh bikes, and I thought I would bike too, but he didn't realize how sweaty he would be. Josh bikes in on a, you know, I literally just had this thought last night, is you could do a meme, it probably already exists, about, you know, if you see a dude, and this is like outside of New York City, it's like in most cities, most suburban cities, like Scranton, for example, it's like if you see a dude riding a bike, and it's like a mountain bike, like BMX bike or something, just like a random bike, your first thought is probably that guy either doesn't own a car, has a DUI, or something's wrong. But if you see a dude, you know, you can see a guy on an expensive road bike. It's like the bike makes all the difference in the context, because if you see a guy on a road bike, like a true touring race bike, it's probably $5,000. You're like, oh, that dude's in it for fitness versus somebody just trying to get around the streets because they ran out of their car. We go back to the, you know, we were in the conference room for a little bit while I rambled there, and now we're back in Stanford. And what is that guy's name? The big guy in Stanford. He comes and asks Kelly for help. And Andy is saying, like, you don't want a piece of Karen, okay? You want to back off. And Jim says, oh, okay. Now Michael is explaining the Kama Sutra and has handed out pamphlets to everybody, and the camera is blurred on all these crew. Kevin, Meredith, and Creed all seem to be into it. Kevin says, best meeting ever. Angela is very unsettled by a lot of this. And then that kind of triggers Toby to get up and start taking everything, all the books from everybody, and says, you know, this isn't really appropriate for a work meeting. And Michael is very unhappy about that. Damn Toby. Damn you, Toby. Now we're back in Stanford. Josh heading out for the night and gives Karen the company card to order food. And I guess I can't remember why they're working late. They have to work late for some reason, but it's basically Kevin, or I'm sorry, Andy, John, Andy, Karen, and Jim all have to work late. And Andy pulls out some alcohol, some liquor from there. We're now at the Diwali celebration. Everybody's taking off their shoes. And Michael comes in wearing his second head costume. And Carol is wearing a cheerleader outfit because she was told it was a costume party. But costume is in the wrong context. It's just like there's something meta about, it's like it's funny to see Carol wearing that when you also know that it's Steve Carell's wife. And it's like she is encapsulated forever in this like awkward context. But there's something so perfect about it. So we have them, we have everybody eating, and Angela gets annoyed that I think nothing was vegetarian. And now we have Ryan sitting with Kelly's three sisters, and they're all speaking in, so I don't think the language is Hindi, right? I should be more cultured. I should pay attention more to the Diwali episode. But they're all giggling about Ryan, and Kelly takes them over to her parents. Pam comes in a little bit late by herself. And she's excited. We have everybody dancing. Dwight comes in. He seems to be the only one from the office wearing the traditional outfit and garb. He catches Angela and jumps back quickly. We have Michael doing an awful rendition of the dance that they're doing. Diwali, he's like loving it. It's just like the boat. It's just like the boat all over again. Now Kelly is having an argument with her parents, and they want her to marry this other gentleman who's a doctor. And we jump back to Stanford, where everybody's taking shots while Karen is dumping hers right out. But it looks like they're all eating sushi. I could eat some sushi right now. Holy cow. But Karen is like, Karen plays along. She's like, ooh, yeah, that's rough. We have Roy shows up looking dapper in a blazer and spots Pam dancing with an Indian guy. And he just turns right around and heads out. You get these little glimpses, you know, between the shot of him in the break room today or something like this. There's a few of these through this season where it's like, you know, he is still interested and he wants her back. And clearly, in I think the first episode, he says, you know, I got to win her back. But you get these little glimpses and you do feel sympathy for him, you know, as that is happening. But then, you know, he pretty much blows it later on, as we know. And now Michael is speaking to Kelly's parents and is just trying to understand, I guess, the idea of Diwali and their arranged marriage. We jump back to Stanford. More shots. And Michael, now we're back in Carol and Michael are dancing while Michael stares at Kelly's parents. And this is, it's the similar phenomenon that I would say is parallel to Scrubs and part of what draws me to both characters, Michael and JD, which is like this eternal desire to have the ideal love of your life and this ideal, you know, Michael's always fantasizing about family and wife and kids and that sort of thing. And well, after the first season and a half, it's like that's what you know Michael is always looking for that. But he, you know, grabs a microphone and he's making an announcement to the whole party and is, you know, talking about love and the love in the room. And he asks Carol to marry him. And everybody, especially Pam is like absolutely shocked. Carol says, can we talk about this in private? And Michael is just like giddy. And she turns him down and walks out. Michael drops the mic and also heads out. And that's the end of the Carol relationship. They're walking out in the parking lot, and she cannot believe what she just went through and what he just did. And that's about it. I can't remember if it happened. I think it might happen later, is the scene where Michael photoshopped his head onto Carol's ex-husband, like a picture of them skiing with their kids. Maybe that happens in the next episode or two, but it's like those are the type of things where you can see the initial glimpse of the idea and how, like, oh, you know, this would be kind of funny. But then it's like you peel back a layer of it and you're like, oh, this is kind of disturbing. Now we have Ryan getting grilled by Kelly's parents about his job. And he's like, look, I'm a temp salespaper, and they are not impressed. I believe these are Mindy Kaling's actual parents. I might be confusing when Aziz Ansari did Master of None, his real parents played his parents in the show. Now we have Pam talking to Angela. I think Angela's just eating pita. I think all she's eating is pita because that was the only thing she could eat. And Pam's, you know, trying to reassure her, like, hey, look, it's, you know, this is a fun event. Angela says, absolutely not. It's also one of the few shots we see Pam kind of like texting. Like, there's not a lot of that in this show of people like on their Blackberries or texting or email. But it looks like she's either texting or calling Jim. Because as we jump back to Stanford, his phone's going off. And we have Andy is just laying on the floor. Jim, also drunk as a skunk. Karen is just annoyed. Like, annoying back there. And then we get them singing, doing a little a cappella together. Tuna, tuna. We have Michael sitting out on the stairs eating something, not liking it, whatever it was. Pam walks up, gives him a cup, checks her phone, and sits down with Michael. And you can see these, just, I think he says, like, you know, two broken hearts. I think I've mentioned it before. I don't always listen to the sound of the episode. Sometimes I do, and so I can catch the dialogue. But most of the time, I know the episode well enough. And I kind of want the experience of explaining the episode in a way that, you know, you couldn't get from just watching the episode, so... But yeah, we have Michael and Pam kind of chatting outside. You know, two broken hearts together. And you see Pam, like, a little bit. She's definitely empathizing with them and saying, hey, you know, tough stuff. It's going to be all right. But Michael, like, totally misreads the situation and, like, leans in. Starts to lean in for a kiss. Closes his eyes. And Pam is like, oh, what are you doing? And he just looks shocked. And Pam looks also shocked and slightly unsettled. And then Michael begins to cry just a little bit, just a tiny bit. Pam is like, what am I doing here? Now we're back. Jim cleaning up. He's got his bike. I think this is the only time Jim is drunk in the series. John Krasinski does a pretty good... And this is funny, too, because, like, this is before Uber. We can get Andy pulling out an air mattress, so he's going to sleep under his desk. And it's like, today, yeah, you just call an Uber and be on your way. But we got Jim heading out of the bike. This is a great shot, too. He, like, he hops on his bike. He loses balance and falls right into a bush. Just as Karen is rolling up on the way out and says, hey, buddy, come on in. I'll get you. And they get his bike and put in Karen's car. just like lays in the back, of the car, in the second row. Oh no, they don't. The bike won't fit. I think she locks it up. They're on a bike rack somewhere. Karen, a Filippelli. Now we have Pam driving Michael back home in her new little Pam car. And she's looking very distraught at the way the evening played out. Michael's finding the light side and humor in it, as always. And then we get to a great scene. We have Michael at the microphone, Dwight on the guitar, and he does a rendition of the Hanukkah song. I was going to say the Thanksgiving song. The Hanukkah song, but as Diwali. Put on your sari, it's time to celebrate Diwali. What's interesting about this scene is that in the context of the actual Diwali like celebration, you know there was not a point where this could have happened because it didn't happen before he went up and proposed to Carol, and it definitely didn't happen after, because I don't think anybody would give him the microphone again. And after that, he basically sits outside and heads out. And so, you know, I think this was just a scene. Obviously, it was just a scene that they shot to have the closing. And everybody in the celebration is all clapping, excited. And I think it's a great one. But I don't know why. Like, I literally hear that song in my head a lot. I'll be walking somewhere and I'll just think, put on your saw. That's the part that I really, really hear though, is at the end when he goes, have a happy Diwali. Because that inflection is very Adam Sandler. You know, that's definitely an Adam Sandler sound. He's like, put on your saw. And with that little rendition, we end the episode, and we're going to end this episode. So, thank you for joining me for Diwali. Next week, we have a branch closing. Wow, that happens fast. Sometimes you forget. You think the gym's in Stamford for a whole season, but it's really, like, 6 episodes. Because by episode 8, we have the merger, and then, wow, we are in the good stuff. It's been a while since it's definitely been at least 3. No. Here, I'll tell you the last time that I went through the whole series was on my honeymoon when we had been watching it leading up to the wedding, and then on our honeymoon, we finished like the last two seasons or something. And so that was truly the last time that I went through the whole series like this. And so my memory is that season 4 is my favorite and some of the best stuff in there. So while I like season 3 and you know, we've already had a few really good episodes, you know, season 4 is some of my favorite stuff. So I'm excited to go through season 3, season 4. I think it's still TBD if I'll go through season 8. I think, you know, my memory, 7 is pretty rough, 8 is really rough, and then the first half of 9, it's very lost, and they really find themselves, you know, as 9 wraps up. But we shall see, we shall see. I hope everybody is relaxed and ready to drift off into Slumber Mifflin land. I'm going to use that on the next episode. And good night, sleep tight. This has been a Great Scott production.